The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread. They had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see? Ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. When he broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up? They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand? The Gospel of the Lord." I really love the opening prayer in which we pray that we would be fashioned by His grace. What a beautiful English expression, no? Fashioned by His grace. Don't you want to be fashioned by His grace? I'll tell you how I can do it. Place yourselves in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen? Because she's the full of grace. She's the full of grace. First reading. I like St. James. Almost seems to be a New Yorker. So concrete, so pragmatic, so much to the point. There's a lot of themes there, but I'll take one. Temptation. He talks about temptation. You know, tomorrow we enter into Lent. Do any of you know the first Sunday of Lent? What the gospel is? You should know by now if you go to Mass every Sunday for Lent and maybe the past 50 years of your life, no? Don't all speak at the same time now. Okay? It's the temptations of Christ. Remember? It's always, it could be A, B, or C, it could be Matthew, Mark, or Luke, but it's the temptations of Christ. So, to overcome temptation, we have to contemplate Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's our model. Therefore, if you meditate upon how Christ overcame the devil, we have to imitate Him. He did 3 things. And they were, He prayed, but He prayed for 40 days. Once He asked a man, "Do you pray?" "Yes, every night I pray like this, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit," into bed, no? It's pretty weak. Just made the sign of the cross, and that was it. It's pretty, pretty mediocre. Jesus prayed 40 days and 40 nights. But not only do we have to pray, but we have to pray, I think a lot of us pray, that's why we're here. But we're lacking fervor. Fervor. It's hard to find someone that's really fervent. We lose it quickly. Even you people, you be honest, often your prayer is anemic rather than fervent, right? Anemic? It's kind of like Coca-Cola without the fizz. You ever do that? Open up a Coca-Cola can, you leave it there for 24 hours, and then it's insipid. Okay? It's lost its fizz, no? Pray to Mary. Mary, the full of grace, will give you fervor. Amen? He prayed, and he fasted. I've often told people that I'm a good cook. 2 days of the year. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. Those are 2 days when I'm the best cook in town, okay? So you want to invite me to your house to cook? Ash Wednesday, Good Friday. I'll boil water and I'll make you toast. So the second means by which we can overcome the devil imitating Jesus is by practicing penance. Fasting. It's called, you're not going to arrive at the mystical life if you don't go through the ascetical life. Remember that one-liner? No mystical life without the ascetical life. What else did Jesus do? You don't know? I'll tell you. He used the Word of God, right? The devil came attacking him. What did Jesus do? Jesus responded with the Word of God. Hey, if you're the Son of God, why don't you turn that bread, those stones into bread? What did Jesus say? Quoting Exodus. Man does not live on bread alone, but on? What's that? So we want to conquer the devil? Prayer, penance, and your holy hour. Meditating upon the Word of God, the bread of the Word of God. Amen? You're going to win. And the full of grace, the full of grace. Okay, the gospel reading is this. Hopefully no one will take offense. Ever happen to you that you read a biblical passage from the Old Testament, New Testament, and you don't really seem to understand it? Hello? Often, right? Then you go back and read it, maybe a year later, and you understand it. Happens to all of us. You read it a year ago, it doesn't seem to make any sense. Then you're reading it, and you understand it, and you're able to apply it to your life. What does that mean? Constantly, we have to be reading the Word of God. Imitation, once again, of Mary. Two times in the Gospel, we hear that Mary, what did she do? She meditated upon the Word of God in her heart. Let me give you two more English words, two more verbs. She pondered. And here's the Greek, ruminate. You know what it means to ruminate? Did you ever see a cow chewing the cud? In the Philippines, or maybe in Mexico, or maybe in the fields here in Northern California, you see a cow chewing the cud. That's the word ruminate. In other words, you are going through it, you're thinking about it, you're pondering it, you're trying to understand it. That's what Mary did. So if we're going to be able to conquer the devil, we got to pray, we got to fast, we got to dig our roots deeply into the Word of God. If we do that, we will win the battle. Amen.